Wonderful to be with our students, be with Rabbi Bobrowski, and everyone here who's putting in the time to continue our Batei Midrash and the high level of Talmud Torah for which we are known. I wanted to come this morning and share some words as we begin this man, as we begin this unprecedented year, to think about, you know, what are the challenges, how do we address it, how do we go about approaching the Amnoram and approaching this this year. You know, one of the most famous metaphors, I would say, in the Torah is Lo Bashamayim Hi. Lo Bashamayim Hi, that the Torah is not in heaven. We all know the famous Gemarot that relate to Lo Bashamayim Hi, and the important message of Lo Bashamayim Hi. Now, if you look at the actual psukim, which occur in this week's parsha, I think the message is more nuanced and somewhat very much related to what we're doing here this month. Moshe says, and the end of Parshas Nitzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazo sheshanochi mitzavcha hayom, lo neflesi memcha v'lo rechokihi. This mitzvah, let's say for our purposes now, is the Torah. This mitzvah that I put before you today, it's not too wondrous for you, it's not too far from you. Lo bashamayim hi leimor. It's not in the heavens, the Torah is not in the heavens to say, mi yala lanu hashamayim avikachel lanu v'yashmienu atonu v'nasenu. Who will bring it down? Who will go up to the heavens that will bring it to us, that will cause us to listen to the Torah and to do the Torah? V'lo me'ever le'ami, and it's not the cross of sea le'mar that you say, mi yavar lanu al'ever hayam, v'kechelanu v'yashmienu tov v'nasenu, who will go across the sea, that will bring it to us, that will cause us to listen to it, and we'll do it. Ki karov elecha davar ma'od, because it is very close to you. V'ficha u'bavavcha la'asoto. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart to do. So there are two images that Moshe uses. It's not in the heaven, and it's not across the sea. And why, out of all the metaphors, does Moshe use these two images of the Shemayim and the Evrayam to give across the message that the Torah is not too distant and it's not too far from you? Why does he use these metaphors? So if you think about this moment in the history of the Jewish people, it puts these psukim in a greater context. What was happening on that day as Moshe was giving this speech? What was happening? It was the last day of Moshe's life. This is the last day of Moshe's life. The end of Sefer Dvar. And it's very natural that in the last day of Moshe's life, there's enormous uncertainty about what will lie ahead. What is going to happen when Moshe goes? What's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to Torah? What's going to happen to their connection to Hashem? What's going to happen to the very fabric of their life? What is going to happen? And what Moshe tells them, these aren't metaphors that are abstract. This is history. Because there was a time in Jewish history when the Torah was Ever Le'am, when it was across the sea. And there was a time in Jewish history when the Torah was in the heavens. When was that time? When the Jews were in Mitzrayim. When the Jews were slaves in Mitzrayim. The Torah was across the Yam Suf, and it was in the heavens. And what Moshe is telling them is that we did it. We did it. We came across the Yam. I already went to the heaven. I brought the Torah down. We did it. We came to Har Sinai. Look how far we've come. Look where we are today. Even the language of Yashmienu Oto V'Nasena is taken, is parallel to the language of Naaseh V'Nishma, invoking Har Sinai. Moshe is saying, there was a time where you'd be worried. You were Ever Layam, it was in Shemayim, it was far from you. What are you going to do? But we did it. Look how far we've come. It is now Karov Elecha Hadavar. It is close to you. It's Beficha Ubevavcha La'asoto. And I think the message that Moshe is giving the Jewish people today, faced with a time of deep uncertainty. It was very unknown what the future would bring without Moshe. The only history they had was with Moshe as their leader. But it was the comfort of the sense of where we are, the sense of our history, how far we've come, and how close the Torah is to us to do. V'ficha u'bavcha la'asoto. That gives you the values. That gives you the mitzvot. It'll guide you, it'll direct you, it'll help you navigate through these difficult, uncharted waters ahead. That's the confidence that Moshe is giving them on the last day of his life. It is this sense that has infused Klal Yisrael throughout its long history of challenges and uncertainties. We are a people that know what it's like to go through times of challenges and uncertainties. And we have the formula to have resilience and create the character in order to not just withstand difficult times, but to shine and to thrive. That is what we've done all throughout history. This moment, this day, was perhaps the first day of that kind of uncertainty. But we've had that throughout Jewish history. And we've certainly had that in this past year. You know, I was thinking back over this year when this started. Okay, when we started, you mentioned when we had to close the yeshiva. We were the first university, certainly in the Northeast, maybe in the country, that closed. We were case zero. The first one with the student testing positive. No one knew. Totally unscripted. Like no one knew what the future holds. How do you handle this situation? What are you supposed to do? And speaking to our health experts who didn't know either, and speaking to the Department of Health and working with the city and the state. Like the history of that Yeshiva University and that our community was at the crux of how this whole evolved. You know, and we were told afterwards by the Department of Health that it's because we acted so expediently. It's because we put our values, in this case, safety and health, as the primary focus, that other universities and institutions followed the model, literally lifting the language that we used to guide what was happening throughout the country. And this is certainly true when it comes to our Rosh Yeshiva and our Rebbeim, who led with our values and instructed and guided our community and communities throughout the country and the world how they should act during this time. It's that sense that continues to guide us during this. And really the key in this time of uncertainty is Karov Elecha HaDavar. It's close to you. V'ficha u'bavcha la'asoto. We have the Torah. It is our values that guide us. It is what gives us comfort and direction throughout all times. And it's especially pronounced during this time. And if you think just in the past 6 months, how far we have come as a community, I think back at that time at the end of February, the beginning of March. Who would have known? Who could have known? So uncertain about what's going to happen. So uncertain. And look how far our community has been able to come in these past 6 months. You know, and trying to figure out and to create the new normal for this year. So that we can continue our learning, moving to Zoom, now more developed, sophisticated online activities and abilities to create physical in-person opportunities, both now and certainly after the Chagim. And our communities in general, not just Yeshiva University, all of our schools, all of our shuls, all across this country and beyond, that our Yeshiva University communities, filled with chesed, with kindness and compassion, placing health as our primary goal, social distancing and masks, right? It's a whole other world. And look how far we've come. And I think it's that sense of looking at the past, following our values, and seeing how close we are. Ki korov elecha hadavar. That's what gives us the confidence. It's that worldview where Kadosh Baruch Hu was clearly the Rabbono Shel Olam, where the Torah is there to shape and frame our lives, our response. That's what fuels our resilience and the sense of compassion and care in which we bring to not just our campus and our student body, but really that's pronounced in all of our communities here, throughout the country, and throughout the world. This is a time like no other. We're approaching a Zman, a year like no other, in Yeshiva University and in all of our communities. And it's this Pasuk, as Moshe leaves the scene, which should give us the confidence in our ability to navigate these uncharted waters. This is where we are. But we are confident in how we're going to continue forward. You know, the Ramban says that Ki HaMitzvah Hazos is not just one shot, it's the Kol HaTorah Kula. But the Ramban says it's referring to tshuva, because the Pesukim before relate to tshuva. And that certainly is very relevant to our time as we think about the Slichos, which is coming next Messiah Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. But this whole sense of where we've been these past 6 months especially has definitely been, if Ur Yishen and Mishen Atchem, definitely a wake-up call to understand the fragility of life and the opportunities that we have that we need to maximize. The life and the preciousness of life, that these moments are something that we should be thinking about, weighing, and capitalizing on. That we shouldn't just be playing defense, but we should be thinking proactively and positively about what can we do to make this year such an impactful year. And as I've said many times, this year is going to form, is so crucial to our students and to our community, because character is formed during times of adversity. And how you think about and act and what you decide to do this year with your chaverim, with your rebbeim, in close consultation and collaboration will shape who you will become in the future. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah of tshuva, of thinking about and improving, ki karov elecha davar, it's very close right now. Right? It's a very close matter. B'ficho b'vavcha la'asoto. It is mamish in your mouth and in your heart to do. This is where we are. It's an inflection point for our B'nai Yeshiva, for our community, for our society in truth. And it's the values that we have that guide us, and that ensure that we maximize our time and our abilities to become the type of people that we were always destined to become. So it is just wonderful to be here with you, to take a couple of minutes to see you learn. It's mechazek me, mechazek the entire, all the Rashi Yeshiva. I can tell you how inspiring, absolutely inspiring it's been to see both the passion that your Rebbeim, your Rashi Yeshiva, and faculty have to teach you, and the belief in education, and the belief in what we're doing, and the importance to develop the full sense of who you, they want to. It's been amazing. Like, you read the stories about universities, and this is just a totally different sense. Like, people are trying to figure out, how do we have more time, whether it's in person or virtually, with our students, right? And that this year is going to be the most important year. And then to see from the student body how passionate they are about learning, about study, about coming and making sure, even on their own time, you know, that we're growing and thriving together as a community. It's amazing. There's really no place like Yeshiva University. And it's just been inspiring to see your reactions, your ability, your desire, your interest to grow in Torah and to grow in life. You know, and it's that sense which is fueling the entire institution, the entire yeshiva, as we plan and chart out the course ahead. We do not know what is in store for us. We do know that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah. We ask Him for His rachamim. We ask Him for His bracha in this year. And we look to be makir tov, to find what's good, to find the opportunity, to find what's positive, so that we can take this year, develop our own sense of resilience, and develop ourselves as Avdei Hashem. So thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. More importantly, a wonderful Zman, wonderful Elul, and a Shana Tova, a year of meaning and purpose and personal growth. Thank you.